In this week's Torah reading of Balak, the world-famous sorcerer Bilam is hired to curse the Jewish people. After one failed attempt, King Balak tells Bilam, let's try from another place where you'll see the Jewish people, however,
Efes katseu tireh, v'chulo lo tireh. You'll see only a part of them, not all of them.
After that second attempt, again they moved to another place from which to see the Jewish people. Why did Balak think that changing perspectives to see part of the nation would enable Bilam to curse the Jewish people? Answer: our rabbis tell us that Bilam's strength to curse was that he had ayin ra'ah, evil eye. What does that mean, evil eye? Think about it. When a person observes a scene, he's taking in thousands of details that can be interpreted in a multitude of ways. For example, three people on a busy street corner in Manhattan. One may talk about the beautiful architecture. Another may talk about the delightful diversity of the passersby. Yet another may cringe in fear at the mobs looting the stores. So it's the same scene, yet each person's heart and character dictate to his mind how to determine what's the primary event taking place in that scene. Bilam's evil eye spotted the shortcomings and magnified them. He sees weaknesses as the essence and the nice things as non-consequential. Abraham had the opposite trait, ayin tova, a positive outlook. He sees the dissonant details as one harmonious whole. Not that he's blind to negativity and wrongdoings. Rather, he sees the good as the lead headline and the bad as trivial details. In viewing the land of Israel too, some people are students of Abraham and some people are students of Bilam. I personally know someone who got cut off by an aggressive driver in Israel and was so incensed, he packed his bags that day and flew home. Our rabbis let us in on a secret. It's the land that's regurgitating the individual. The land makes herself appear undesirable to that person, and he concludes, Israel, not for me. People are pushy, the prices are high, etc. Like Bilam, he views the downsides and magnifies them. After the Yom Kippur War, the famous Rabbi Dov Vigon visited wounded soldiers. There was one soldier whose entire face and body were burned inside of a blazing tank. It was such a gruesome sight, Rabbi Vigon couldn't approach him, couldn't gaze at him until he saw his eyes. He approached him and focused on his beautiful eyes and was able to converse with him like a human being with dignity. So like Rabbi Vigon, let's be students of Abraham. Abraham left the comfort zone of his family and homeland and came to God's land with zero preconditions. He didn't stipulate having a 3,500 square foot home in order to settle. He just accepted the beauty of the land as is. I'm standing here in Beit El, and these are the precise hills that he saw. So my beloved fellow Jews, let's rally together as an entire nation to embrace and celebrate this beautiful land chosen for us by God. We're waiting here with outstretched arms to embrace you and make your absorption here as seamless and serene as possible. Shabbat Shalom from Beit El, and get more Israel National Torah by signing up to our email list at the link below.